going on, DFS Army? Craig Bennett, a.k.a. Cash Keg here for a Saturday edition. Going to talk about the four-game main slate. It's a six-game slate today. I'm glad DraftKings and FanDuel broke it up with all the COVID protocols been going on and injuries. NBA DFS on the weekends can be a bear. So breaking up the slate like this should make it a little bit more manageable to play. So we'll just dive in here and play. But before that, if you don't mind, hit that subscribe button for me. Let's me know that you want me to keep doing these videos and we can keep pushing towards that 1,000 subscriber goal. Appreciate each and every one of you. And if you don't mind, hit the like button on your way out and let's attack this four game real quick. All right, just like yesterday, I will use DraftKings as the backdrop here as we go through things, maybe even build a little sample lineup early, and then we can, you know, I'll talk about FanDuel pricing as well, and again, this will be the four-game main slate we'll talk about, and if you guys want me to do a two-game slate, just kind of talk about overall roster construction and how to attack those, leave a comment in this video. And maybe I'll come in and do a two-game slate as well on how to attack those because it's a little bit different animal when you're talking a two-game slate. And I don't mind getting here and doing a quick 15, 20-minute video on how I would attack that if you guys would find them useful. So with that, let's just dive in here. We got Charlotte at Toronto. Toronto favored by 7.5, over under 219.5. Gordon Hayward is still questionable. If we look on the Charlotte side, LaMelo Ball is priced up a ton. 7,900 on DraftKings, 8K over on FanDuel. Again, it's always the minutes for me with him, but man, he's just like his brother when it comes to all the peripheral stats. And, you know, if we look at it, this game against Toronto, he played just 26 minutes, put up 46 fantasy points, 14 points, 11 assists, 6 rebounds. The 3 steals, 1 block helped him get there. So we know there's massive upside here. And again, this same matchup, NBA's been doing this a lot lately to kind of cut down on the travel, is playing these guys, you know, the same teams, which is good. But I don't think we can expect another big game like that. But if Hayward is out, there's going to be more shots to go around and more usage to go around. So on a four-game slate like this, I think you have to consider him. If Gordon Hayward is back, 7,800 on DraftKings, 7,800 on FanDuel, very much in play on a four-gamer. Again, he leads the team and he'll have all the usage in the world here. On this team, and it hurts Terry Rozier, hurts Washington, hurts Graham. All these guys would be guys I really wouldn't look at if Hayward is going to play. So I think we saw Cody Martin step in the starting lineup when Hayward was out. Was it Cody or was it his brother? Or was it Caleb? It was Caleb Martin. He put up 23 fantasy points. He's 3,500. Shot 1 for 7, but had 3 steals. So maybe if you want some value, if Hayward is out, you can play, you know, Caleb Martin. Don't play Cody. It's, you know, they're brothers, but, you know, play the one that's starting. And that's really about it. It really comes down to Hayward news. If Hayward's in, then I just focus on maybe Hayward on this team, maybe a little bit of Ball. But if he's out, then you can look at these guys like Washington, Graham, Rozier. And then, you know, again, on a four-game slate, and if we're starving for value, maybe a Caleb Martin, but I wouldn't get too excited about it. You know, Caleb Martin's 3,900 on FanDuel, so if we're looking for value. Miles Bridges would be another one, 4,500 on DraftKings, 4,300 on FanDuel. Again, his minutes are pretty secure, and I would like his usage more if Hayward was out, so he's pretty cheap. Let's head on over to the Toronto side. Boy, they've been struggling this year just in general winning games. Now, the one guy we have to talk about is Chris Boucher. Boucher, however you want to pronounce his last name. I always think of Waterboy. I'm sure a lot of people do with old Bobby Boucher. 6,900 on DraftKings, 8,100 on FanDuel. But Nurse refuses to start this guy. Comes in, plays 30, 32 minutes, 48 fantasy points, 40 the game before that. The guy can just stroke it, and he's doing it. You know, 67% he shot last game. 58 before that, 60. He's a player, man. And he's great on FanDuel, even at 8K, 8,100 on FanDuel. The minutes are turning up, which is good because it's always the minutes with him. But he's producing well. And on FanDuel, it's great because you get all the blocks and steals count for 3. So, You know, if he gets games down here where against Golden State where he gets six blocks and one steal, you know, that's 21 fantasy points over on FanDuel just in that alone. So you have to consider him at 6,900. That's still probably too cheap for him. And again, I would still have some at 8,100 on FanDuel. He's priced up towards his ceiling, but again, on a four-game slate, you have to consider him. Lowry is 7,700 on DraftKings, 7,900 on FanDuel. He came out and had a really good game against Charlotte here with 1-by-3. Only took 10 shots, but had a nice, you know, 12 assists, double-double, 47 fantasy points on DraftKings. Again, I think you can go back. If this team's going to start getting on the winning streak, they're going to do it on the back of Fred VanVleet and Lowry. Siakam, 8,500. He is 8,900 on DraftKings. He's got a couple big games in here. Portland put up 58 last game, put up 37. He's playing heavy minutes, though, you know, 38, 37, 40. Really haven't seen the old Siakam except for a few of those games, but you have to consider him. You know, these are all fair prices. I wouldn't play more than two of these guys in the same lineup when it comes to Lowry, VanVleet, and Siakam. It's just hard for them all to hit that 50-point, you know, ceiling that you need. So maybe only a few of them. So take the discount with Boucher down here at 6,900. And I really don't have a whole lot of love for any of these other guys. I guess you can look at OG. He's 5,600 on FanDuel, playing heavy minutes. 5,500 on DraftKings. You can't play Powell, you know, unless one of these guards are out. Fred VanVleet, 7,900 on FanDuel. You know, 8K on DraftKings. This is where I would not play Lowry and VanVleet together at their prices. I would make a rule there. But basically, it's it. You're at the top end of it. You know, I wouldn't look down here at Baines, you know, if Lynn was out. I don't want any of that action at all. It's just basically up top for this team. Let's head on over to Philly at Memphis. Philly by 3, over under 218.5. Ben Simmons is probable. Joel Embiid is out. I believe it's right knee soreness for him. Seth Curry is out as well. You know, Mike Scott's out. John Morant is questionable. He did not play, you know, he hasn't played in a while. You know, if he comes back, I don't think they're going to play him heavy minutes. So we'll have to see. But on the Philly side, again, with no Joel Embiid, for me, you know, Seth Curry shoots a ton. Joel Embiid has a ton of usage. So you're going to focus more on Ben Simmons and Tobias Harris here. If we look at the prices, you know, in DraftKings here, Tobias Harris is 7,500, 7,500 on FanDuel. He's going to play him and have a ton of. He might be a core play for me today. I don't know until I write up that. Ben Simmons, again, 8,400 on DraftKings, 8,300 on FanDuel. He's another guy that I think you want a ton of here. It should drive to the hoop a little bit more. Maybe it opens up the, you know, he's not going to be sitting there shooting mid-range jumpers or definitely ain't shooting threes. But with no Embiid clogging up the paint, maybe he drives to the hoop a little bit and ain't scared of Joval. He can go right at him. So 8,400. Did put up a triple-double last game against Miami, 48 points. He's had a pretty low floor this season in general. You know, look at the fouls, man, 4-6, 4-5. But with no Embiid, we saw it the last couple years. You just fire him up. But I still like Tobias Harris a ton here because they need some shooters with no Seth Curry on the court. You know, Danny Green at 5,300. You know, and I can't, man, it's so hard to play him. 4,900 on FanDuel. One guy that's interesting is Shake Milton. He could be really exciting here to play. 5,600 on FanDuel, 5,200 on DraftKings. Came off the bench there, put up 51 fantasy points against Miami. Shot 74%. 31 real points, 7 assists, 2 rebounds, 2 blocks, or 1 block and 2 steals. So, at 5,200, you have to like him here, especially with no Embiid. You know, he's going to shoot a little bit more. No Curry out there. I really like Shake Milton today. I would much rather play Shake Milton over Danny Green for 100 less all day long, twice on Saturdays. Another guy that's going to pick up some minutes here, we'll probably see him slide into the starting lineup, is Dwight Howard. 4,400 or 4,300 on DraftKings, 4,400 on FanDuel. You know, he should see high 20s, maybe reach to 30 minutes, and a guy that has a chance to get a double-double. So, you know, I really don't mind throwing, you know, Howard in here as your center in this build. And I really don't even mind running 3 or 4 of these guys if you wanted to run. I think they could get there. It's not like they're super short. They still have, 11 guys on here with them beat out, but, Thibault is horrible. Bradley, Reed, I guess in tournaments, if you wanted to think, you wanted to take a shot, maybe in a deep 150 GPP, you could maybe look at Tony Bradley. If he gets the minutes, we saw it in Denver on the 9th of January, put up 36 fantasy points in 24 minutes. So Bradley's probably going to be your backup center. And maybe if Howard gets into foul trouble, we saw Bradley when he's with Utah. When he gets minutes, he can put up fantasy points. So he could be a sneaky play here at 3K if you're looking at the big field GPPs. He is only, what is he on, FanDuel? He's 4,200. And a power forward for some reason, because FanDuel decides that they don't give a crap of what position they really do play. We're just going to move them around to make us feel good. So interesting play there. And again, I think you could run four of them if you wanted in cash, if you want to run Harris, Milton, Howard, and shoot, like I said, I think you could even run Simmons. I think you could run four of these guys. I think all the usage is going to be these top three guys, and then Howard's just a cheap center. And if you wanted to switch this out and say, okay, well, maybe they get it done, or Howard gets into foul trouble, and then Bradley cleans up. It's a close spread here. I don't expect this game to blow out at all. It's just, I think at price wise, I could see all these guys hitting value, so I don't mind even playing four Philly guys. Probably better just to play three, so maybe you want to take Harris out and play just Simmons, Milton, and Howard. Or maybe you don't want to play Howard, and you just want to play his top three guys that are going to be doing all the shooting on the team. Well, Danny Green will take shots. Maxey will take a few shots, but the guys that I want to put up fantasy points are these top three guys here. Over on the Memphis side, again, I mentioned John Morant. He's questionable. If he plays 7,600 on DraftKings, he is 8,500 on FanDuel. You can't play him on FanDuel because he's not going to be playing high 30s minutes. He comes back, he's probably playing anywhere from 27, 29 minutes, I would assume. So he could probably get there on DraftKings at 7,600, but it's a little risky. It's not someone that I would want to, invest a lot of salary in. But I do think it helps Valanciunas here at 7K. I don't mind looking at him. He's 7,100 over at FanDuel. Dylan Brooks might, get a little more open to have his shots fall. 6,500 on DraftKings, 6,200 on FanDuel. Just GPP plays, no cash plays here. I think we can, with no Embiid in the paint, just having Howard down there, we could look at a Brandon Clark at 6,300 or 5,900. I think he's a little overpriced here on DraftKings. I would much rather play Valanciunas for 7K if we're talking here. A lot of these guys are priced up on DraftKings. We're on FanDuel, they're a little bit more palatable. But I wouldn't go too wild here. Again, if John Morant's back, I think it does help all those guys because it just kind of opens things up and they can't just focus on those few guys that they're attacking. So, again, I like the Philly side way more. But again, we're going to need this John Morant news. Locke is at 7:30 p.m. Eastern time for this. Again, I'm glad they broke up the slates like this because I think the early games start at like 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, news like this, We could probably get before lock. We might get the Ja Morant news early in the day, but just something we have to look at. Head on over to Detroit and Miami. No total for this one. Start on the Detroit side of the ball. Derrick Rose is probable. Jeremy Grant has been on a tear this year. Playing heavy minutes, 7,400 on DraftKings, 7,900 on FanDuel. Minutes, 35, 36, 42, 35, 34, 44, 52, 47 fantasy points. I love Jeremy Grant here in this matchup with Miami because we'll talk about it. A ton of people are questionable on the Miami side. We don't know if they're going to play or not. This game starts 8-2. Hopefully we'll have this news before lock because if a lot of these guys are out for Miami, Grant should be able to do whatever he wants to. Blake Griffin down to 6,100 on DraftKings, 6,100 on FanDuel. I guess he is a guy you could look at, but, we haven't seen big ceilings like Grant. Grant does a little everything. Blake Griffin's just not the same player he used to be. Let's just be honest here. His minutes are lower than Grant's. He has prices too. So if we can get one of these 40 burgers like you put up against Phoenix on the 8th of January, we would like that at price. And on a four-game slate, I think you got to consider him, but he is not a building block for me. 5K on DraftKings, Plumlee, 5,800 on FanDuel. Again, I'm not super excited to play any of these guys. DeLon Wright, 4,900. That would be only if, some of these guys are out. But I hate playing any team that Casey coaches because it's just he plays just a mess. So I'm going to focus on one guy here, Jeremy Grant. I'm not going to mess around with things. If you wanted to take a shot on Derrick Rose, 5,200 on DraftKings, 5,700 on FanDuel, there is ceiling there. But I think for me, it's just like, let's throw Jeremy Grant in here and kind of move on with our day. Over on the Miami side of things, again, this is where it gets just absolutely mess. Who knows what the bench is going to look like? The last two games, because of the COVID protocols and everything else, they've had 8- and 9-man benches. And the guy's playing a ton, and we could just tuck guys in here. It's been fantastic. The days that we've had Miami days, we've absolutely crushed over at DFS Army. You know, the day we had Miami and Houston, we really crushed. We got on the right value plays, which is very key to this. And this is going to be key as well. So if you're not a member of DFS Army, head on over there, sign up, use promo code CashCake, save yourself 10%. We will be all over this news and kind of point you in the right direction when it comes to the value to hit as this news comes out, because it will dictate this slate by far with everybody questionable. Butler is out for this game. We know that. Bradley, Leonard, these guys are out. But all these guys are questionable. None. Harkless don't matter at all. Vincent, Dragic, Hero, Bam. If they all play, then I really don't want to have any of these guys. Like, I don't know the minutes they're going to be. We have to read the tea leaves a little bit. Maybe see what Spoelstra is going to say when it comes to their minutes when he does have his presser. I really don't know. If they're out, yeah, I'll go right back to Precious, man. 4,700 on DraftKings. Over on FanDuel, you know, they're slow on things. He's still 4,200. They rose him $100. That's awesome. So it depends on the minutes. So if these guys out, then I want these guys. If they're in, I don't know if I want to pay $8,600 for on DraftKings for Bam or $8,200 on FanDuel, because we just don't know how many minutes they're going to get. If he's only going to get 28, 30 minutes because he's been out a long time, I don't want to pay that price for Bam. You know, Hero, $7,200, he's questionable. So it's really hard to dive in here without knowing what's going on. You know, if all these guys are out again and we got a short bench against Detroit, then we can fire up, you know, and Gabe Vincent's going to be there, and Precious. Those would be my two favorite values again. I don't want Iggy. If none plays for some reason, I'd want some none here at 3K minimum. Maybe he'll get, because at 3K, if he gets 25 minutes, if Dragic is out or Hero is out, it's really hard to dissect this without knowing the news. So just have to stick around. Again, we'll be all over at DFS Army. So head on over there and check out the cheat sheets we got. And again, we got a big sports day today, man. We got, you know, NFL divisional rounds. We got NBA here. We got MMA. We got everything. We got everything covered. Golf. We got everything covered at DFS Army. So head on over and sign up. If you haven't yet, hit the subscribe button on this video. Let me know that you want me to keep making these things, man. Love this. I love, and if you like live shows for Q&A, I might do a lineup builder show today closer to lock here for NBA, and I'm thinking about doing one for NFL. Head on over to my Twitch on CashKeg. Be doing some live shows over there, answering some questions. But with that, let's head on over to the final game of the night. It starts at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we have Atlanta at Portland. You're going to want a piece of this game, probably two pieces for it. Portland is favored by 4. 235.5 over-under. Monster over-under here. Portland doesn't play any defense. Atlanta's on a back-to-back. They don't play any damn defense. Portland's got a massive 120 implied team total here. Atlanta's sitting at a 115.5. On the Atlanta side, Trae Young, 8,900. I think all these guys are going to be in play here. John Collins, Capella, Cam Reddish at 4,600, like that. You know, Hunter. You could just mix and match a lot of these guys. You know, with no Gallinari and no Bogdanovich, you know, this is where, you know, Reddish picks up a few more ball handling duties. Herder and Hunter, same kind of deal. You know, Trae Young. We do have Rondo is probable. You know, last night he played 19 minutes, put up 1.5 fantasy points. So I don't expect massive minutes out of him, but he is 3K. So if we get something that he's going to play more minutes, you know, there's a ceiling for Rondo. But if the minutes are going to be between 15 and 20 minutes, and maybe, you know, this would be like a 150 play just because we've seen that 19 minutes put up 1.5 fantasy points. But I'd focus these guys up here. And again, all these guys are in play with this massive total. I think you can tack him many ways. Again, Trae Young, no problem. Reddish, that's just too cheap. He's 4,500 on FanDuel, 4,600 on DraftKings, playing mid-30s minutes. Hunter is priced up 6K, on FanDuel, 6,200 on DraftKings. And I would love Capella here, 6,700 on DraftKings, 6,400 on FanDuel. Probably my favorite center on the slate besides the one that he's going to go up against. So let's just move on over here to Portland. And the reason I say that is Nurkic is out. He's going to be out for a while. They did price Kanter up already on the Portland side. But he is a point per minute monster. For the season, he's 1.26 fantasy points per minute. The usage is not a ton, but he put a ton of putbacks. When he gets the ball, he's an offensive machine, offensive rebound machine. 5,600 on DraftKings, 5,200 on FanDuel. I don't mind running both these centers back and forth because Kanter sucks at defense, and that's why he doesn't get a lot of minutes in the league in general. It's just it all comes down to his defense. So 5,200, that's why there's a few centers you can play on this slate. Like I said, maybe you don't want to play Howard because the ceiling isn't really there for him, even though he's going to play minutes. Maybe you want to slide into Kanter because there is legitimately a 40-point ceiling for Kanter if he sees a ton of minutes. Now, I think Covington probably picks up some of those minutes and can slide him down at the five. Harry Giles could be interesting at 3,200 if he plays the backup center minutes. He's 3,200, 3,800 on FanDuel. If he sniffs 20 minutes, you know, he can probably get there in tournaments. Again, just large field tournaments. But again, don't in these large field tournaments, I'm not always looking for the starters. You know, some of these guys that can are min price that are backing up like Tony Bradley or Giles, like, you know, if Kanter gets into foul trouble and Giles comes in and plays 25 minutes, he could absolutely crush that. So a guy you can kind of look at, like I said, Robert Covington, 4,800 on DraftKings, 4,400 on FanDuel. He's probably going to play some center minutes as well. They can just move him down. So great price point on him. And I don't need to say anything about Dame or McCollum. Dame, 9,200 on DraftKings, 9,300 on FanDuel. Great matchup against Atlanta. You know, play all of him you want. McCollum, 8,300 on DraftKings is a good price. On FanDuel, 9,200. I'd much rather play Dame there. But both of them are in play in this matchup. I mean, they should just put up a ton of points against this Atlanta team. Melo is 4,300 on DraftKings, 4,200 on FanDuel. I think you can look at him, but you know, the one problem with Melo is just those minutes. You know, he doesn't play a ton of them. Did play 35 against Toronto, but you know, he generally is going to be around this, you know, the mid 20s, might sniff high 20s, but it's a good price. It's a good, good matchup. He would definitely be in my pool for sure. I just kind of want all these guys, you know, Derek Jones, 3,900 on FanDuel, 3,600 on DraftKings in a pace up matchup like this against Atlanta. This is where he excels because, you know, he's so athletic. So all these guys are in play. My favorite, though, is definitely Kanter at that price with no Nurkic. And, you know, again, should slide into the starting lineup there. And just, like I said, 1.26 fantasy points per minute. That's been higher than Dame Lillard on the season. Dame Lillard's at 1.22 fantasy points per minute. So if that tells you anything, he's right up there with those guys for about half the price. So minutes ain't going to be 36, but he don't need him to get there when he's playing 27 to 30 minutes. But with that, there's a quick breakdown of the NBA main slate. Again, if you want me to do a two-game video and kind of talk about roster construction and how to attack those things for the early NBA slate, leave a comment. Let me know that you want these things, and I'll snag a little bit more coffee and come in and make one of these videos for you. But with that, I appreciate you, and let's make this money tonight, man. Enjoy the sports. It's a great Saturday. Deuces.